I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And welcome to the I Hate It Here podcast.
Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while since, you know, we've been a little busy with our schedule. But we would like to talk today about, like, you know, catch up just a little bit on life since you guys seen us. So let's talk about something that happened yesterday. You were in the car, Pat, in the driver's seat, driving for the first time, you driving a car, and you know.
Girl, it was so scary because, like, I don't think I, like, processed that I was driving a car, girl. Like, I don't know, girl. But that just seems so crazy to me because... Currently, Jennifer's eating. That's why. If you hear some crunch.
Some people like the ASMR thing.
Girl, but what if people don't?
Sorry.
But anyways, yeah, I drove a car for the first time. Honestly, it was easier than I expected. I thought it was going
to
be...
Well, tell us for, like, people that are learning to drive. Tell us, like, your experience and, like, what you, like, what's it called? Like, well, like, tell them to, like, help them.
Okay, so the first thing that I would say is that, I was turning the wheel too much because I felt like the car wasn't moving as fast as I wanted it to. Like, so that's why I felt like,
bitch, come on.
No, really though. Because see, we were driving around the school, and you know how they have the carpool things, and it's like a circle, right? So I was going through the circle, and I felt like the car wasn't moving as fast as I wanted it to be. So I felt like I needed to turn. You know, because I felt like. I don't know. I felt like I needed to be, like, sharp with the turn.
But tell the audience here, what do you think is the first thing that they should know before being in the driver's seat and being behind the wheel?
It's not that hard. I feel like it's... Because I think I always...
No, what is the first thing that they should, like... They should, like, keep in mind, like...
Don't, like...
I don't put it, like, in words you can understand. Like, what is the first thing they should know before getting in the driver's seat? The first thing they should know, and the first thing that they should know, like, since, like, day one, like...
Oh, like, the, like, pee, like, all the, like, parking, reverse stuff like that?
And what else?
That they should always put their seatbelt on.
Girl, the brake and the gas!
Oh.
Because some people don't know the brake or the gas.
Yeah, that's true. But, okay, I'll tell them about that. So you guys need to know where, like, the park is, the reverse, the drive, the neutral, the sports, whatever your car has, whatever. And what is the gas and what is the brake. So you guys should know that. But, yeah.
So I was like, yeah. Did you ever think... First of all, our mom, she's more like...
she gets really paranoid.
Yeah. Like, so basically, she was like over here, like, just like spamming me, thinking like, we literally...
We're gonna crash or something. Well, I was gonna crash.
Yeah. I literally... Sorry. You know, like, chewing, sorry. I literally thought that she was not... gonna do as well because she did not know what the PDR she did not know the gas or the brake. I was a little worried, but I had to tell her, okay, girl, like, I think
I didn't hit a curb, girl. You have to realize that I did not hit a curb, and you did hit a curb when you went for reverse though, so it might have been different,
girl. Because my car is like an Acura MDX, right? So she's a little babe, and
no, yeah.
And, like, I can barely even see, like, if I'm trying to park, it's really hard for me because I cannot see the lines, the two lines. So I have to, like, park a little bit away from the car because I'm afraid that I'm going to hit it.
No, yeah, because, you know? I parked, too, and I could definitely tell, like, I cannot see the front. Like, I
see,
can't
see. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I cannot see. And like,
you can't tell like when you're gonna hit the curb or not.
I'm saying. Even in reverse, like, it's the same thing. It's like, it's, it basically says like the items are more closer than they seem or whatever.
Something
like
that. Yeah.
And like, basically, yeah, so you think you're going there, but like, you know. So it's like my car is really, really, from the inside is big, but from the outside, like, it's big. Okay, it's big too. But like, it's really, and then they'd be like, just like pull, and I'd be over here like trying to like, girl, I cannot see now, like, you know, trying to get up a little bit from my car.
Yeah, I have to pull my seat all the way up because it's hard to see inside.
And like, if it's, and if you're somebody that's like learning how to drive a car,
Because I was gonna say it's really important to notice that, like, if you let go a little bit of the brake. I felt like when I was driving, I felt like I was going fast. But when, like, you showed me how I was going, I was like, why am I going that slow?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Girl, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. So, let's say you...
Because I barely... Because when we were going through the little circle thing, I was barely... I was so careful, girl. Because I was like, I don't want to hit the gas too much.
Yeah. And those curves, you cannot hit the gas too much. You have to, like... If you're going down the hill, you have to, like... Your foot needs to be like slowly braking, like, you know. But if you're going up the hill, you have to put gas because if you hit the brake, it's gonna go down.
I feel like I need to practice more like going right, stopping, and taking time.
Yeah, you need to practice on the brake.
Yeah,
because like I was gonna say, like if you're practicing on a car, like one specific car, you're gonna get used to that car that like you need to get used to the other car. You know what I'm saying? And also with brakes. Some cars are really sensitive with the brake. So if you like literally like if you were like on my mom's car, like then Toyota cars, like if you literally stomp on it, like it'll like you'll be bouncing.
Yeah, I did brake a harsh few times. But there were some times where I brake like actually pretty good.
But you were like you already knew. But let's say you're on the road, you can't time them like
that was already scary. Like,
I literally, my mom was like, did you get out here from the where I had my car? Did you drive all the way over there? Girl, you would not even make it.
That's not true. I feel like I do need to practice over here because where we live, there's a lot of hills, like up, down.
But I'm afraid to take because you know the cars, so they're parked like outside the so they're like on the road. I'm all scared, like, you know, if you turn the wheel
Over here, no,
yeah.
Well, a little bit, but, like, it's bigger, the street. Like, it's wider.
But also cars be passing by. Speed.
But at night, girl. I know there was no cars.
But you need to learn how to do it in the daytime. You need to do both.
But we should have gone over there, because I feel like over there, that was bigger. I feel like over here, like, they only had the carpool thing and, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, big enough, but, like, that one was way bigger.
Well, first of all, we were testing it out to see how if you were good or bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And I need to tell mama, like, hey, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe she'll take me out driving. Because one thing that I don't know if I could do is downtown.
Oh, girl, I don't think I would do downtown either.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to do DoorDash, and one thing is, I'm not doing downtown. Sorry, y'all, if y'all order from downtown.
We would decline.
Yeah, we would decline your order nicely.
Saying we're not going.
No, because down, especially Monday through honestly, Saturday. Monday through Saturday. No, girl, Fridays, you know how they do, like, there's a club and stuff in there? Girl. It's crowded.
It's pretty downtown. Like, I will say it's, like, nice.
But if you go, like 12 or something, or, like, let's say on, like, a Monday, then that's not busy. But downtown parking... Yeah, no. Best believe y'all not seeing me downtown.
Girl, okay, we were thinking about doing Depop.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Girl, should we do it?
See, I don't know, girl, because... Do you want to do Depop?
If you guys know... If you guys have somebody that has done Depop, let us know, like, how the shipping works. Because that's our biggest concern.
Yeah, because, you know...
We don't want to, like, we're the type of people that don't like taking people's money. we work hard for our money. And, like, why would I take people's money? Like, I could just get the money, you know what I'm saying? We want, like...
No, but the thing is, like, the shipping, we don't know how it works. Because we want you guys to get, like, your packages.
But nicely. Like,
you know?
Like, nicely, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, we don't know, if, like, how the shipping label works. Like, how we...
I know the shipping label, Stephanie.
Oh, you do?
It prints it out.
Yeah, I know, but, girl, like, but don't we have to get the mailers, right? The mailers? Like, to send the clothes in?
Girl, you can't buy anything.
But I feel like we should order on Amazon, because over there, the postal service,
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's order, like, boxes. We can, like, literally, like, order some boxes from Amazon.
No, yeah, because, girl, I know at the postal service, girl, like,
They be taxing, girl. They be taxing. They be taxing.
A lot, girl. I think it's, like, $6 for, like, a little thing.
And Amazon, you can buy, like, a whole pack for $6 or more. It brings a lot more. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're trying to do Depop because we have a lot of clothes.
We will, if we do actually do Depop, we'll tell you guys the Depop if you guys want to go buy something, I guess.
Yeah, we have a lot of clothes that... We know we're not gonna wear, and like, while, like, you know, we can just, like, some other people can, like, you know, find outfits for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it might be somebody else's, like, style, or, and also, like, we're not gonna charge that much for it, because honestly, like, it's pretty old clothes, so, like,
yeah, so, like, don't think we're gonna charge like $15 for a shirt.
No, because I see some people, but I think it's because they're, like, things are, like, vintage. That, like, they charge, like, $50 for shirts.
Girl, still, I would not do that. Yeah. Think about it. If it was, like, some Jordans or, like, some, like, Louis Vuitton or, like, Gucci stuff, okay, I get it. Yeah. But still, you're not going to be charging $1,000 how much you will get it. You know what I'm saying? They can literally go to the website and buy it for $1,000. If you're selling it for, like, secondhand.
Or some handmade stuff. Like, you see some people, like, actually, like, stitch or embroider some, like, things.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. But you can... I get that, you know.
That's, like, their small business, you know. Yeah. They're the one making it, so...
But still, like, let's say you buy it and, like, you know. Then, no.
So... Girl, the fourth season... Did you see? Before we... Because I was going to talk about All My Black Girl and what, like, we want. But did you see Kylie Jenner's pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I know. I seen that.
Girl, and I saw this girl on TikTok.
Her? I think Travis Scott, like, we see... Okay, let me be honest with you. We see Travis Scott, like, not have his, like, you know, you know how happy he was when he, like, did you see, like, the, when the Kylie announced it, how happy he was?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, we don't see that side of him, you know? Because he's so private with his, like, life that we don't see the other side of him. Mm-hmm. You know how happy he was? What do you think it is?
I feel like it's a girl.
You feel like it's a girl?
I don't know, but something about Kylie, I feel like...
But everybody knew, right, that she was pregnant, right?
Because this girl on TikTok, she literally was like, her nails are different than the nails she was posting. She was like, she must be posting old pictures, and that's... She has this whole, like, TikTok of, like, this is why Kylie Jenner's pregnant, this is why... And then, girl, she comes out that she is pregnant. Because the thing was is that, you know, for her birthday, she was posting, right? And she was like, oh, but, like, these nails, she's already had them before. And she literally posted on her TikTok that she, like, got her nails done with a new set. And, like sets that, like, didn't match with the pictures that she was posting. She's like, oh, something's different here. She must be pregnant. And plus, she wasn't drinking at all. So, like, she put two and two together, girl. And this was, like, back in, I think, July. Or maybe August. I don't know.
I mean, she's already far enough, I think.
So, yeah.
Is that what she's saying? I mean, at least, let's be honest, at least it's not from another person.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about, since we're talking about, I think, have you seen Courtney has Scott... texted Courtney's ex this message saying, oh, look at her, look how she looks, you know?
No.
You didn't see it? It was on TikTok, I think, or Instagram. What? Like, you know, Courtney's, the young boy, what's it called? You?
Oh, like the one that's kind of like, wait, isn't he dating Kendall now? Or no?
No, Kendall's dating a basketball player.
Oh.
Basically, Travis Scott sent him a message saying, oh my god, with the video of, with the picture of Travis, Courtney's new boyfriend, she was on top of him in like a yacht, I think, or something like that. And Travis sent them a DM saying, oh, look at her. Doesn't she look like something, something? I don't remember. And then he was like, bro. And then the dude was like, hey, I'm not your, first of all, I'm not your bro. And first of all, I don't care. She can, like, you know, wish her the best with the younger boy Courtney was dating. Told that to Scott.
Travis.
No.
Girl. Scott who? Scott Disick?
Yes, Scott Disick.
Oh.
The baby daddy. Okay, let me say that. Okay, so Travis and Courtney. Okay, they're dating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her older boyfriend, her younger boyfriend.
Her ex. Well, her recent ex.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
The one with the Y.
That, I know. Go ahead now. Just refer to him as ex.
So basically, Scott sent him a picture of Courtney being on top of Travis. And Scott said, oh, look at her, bro. Doesn't she look like something, something? Like, isn't she so, like, showing off too much, whatever, bro? He said, bro, to him. And Courtney's ex said, I don't even care. Like whatever she does with life, I wish her the best, you know? And then he said, first of all, I'm not your bro. And then, basically, he took a screenshot of his DMs and posted it.
On his Instagram?
Yes. And, basically, he said, I really don't care what she does. Like, you know, wish her the best, whatever, you know?
Girl, she's just happier, girl, because
she... A lot of people say that she...
Because this girl is, like, eating McDonald's and all that type of stuff. And, like, she's the type of... Wasn't she the girl that was like, oh, we can't have candy at a candy
Yeah, he's, like, more, like, gluten-free or, like, you know?
Yeah. She was all that, so...
I mean,
girl, how was your book? The book that you finished, because you got us the
new book. Well, let's finish this conversation. But yeah, she really does seem happy. A lot of people saying, like, you know, Travis Wood, Scott was like, you know, toxic.
Travis Scott?
No, Scott.
No, but you said Travis. Oh,
sorry, I get confused, girl.
You're getting me confused.
So. They be saying that Scott was like toxic to Courtney, you know. But I mean,
I think they were happier when they didn't have, you know, the kids and stuff like that. Because if you look back, like at the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know.
But also because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. But moving on to Selena, I finished the book literally in a whole week. So this is like a story that we want. It's basically, so we all know this tragedy of Selena Quintanilla Perez, like, you know, how her life, you know, ended shortly. So on the book, it's like, at where you're reading it, it's like, oh my god, all these nice stuff, like, you know, fairy tale, like, you know, any regular book, you know, that we read about romance. And then at the end, you know, we already know the story once. We already know how the story ends, but we don't want it to end that way. You know what I'm saying? It was like that. And we see his part of the side of the story.
His perspective.
Yes. Of how her tragedy ended and how what he was doing. Because we see
how it affected him.
Yeah. And like, basically, we see part of Selena's side, like, you know, what happened in her family side. In the movie and the series.
And this was different.
And, or what I want to say is, the movie tells more about what happened to her from me reading the book than the series did.
Yeah. See, the thing is that I feel like it's important to, like, pay attention to what, like, Chris has to say. Chris is her husband.
Her widow.
Yeah, well...
Well,
yeah. Well, anyways, so Chris, like, obviously, they were really close. And you have to think that, like, all the information that the series had was information from the family. So obviously they're going to have different ways of saying things and different ways of... Because I feel like the series painted Chris in such a bad picture, being like, oh, he's trying to ruin, like, the band, you know, and all that stuff. And his dad is just, like, you know, trying to, like, care for Selena, you know.
In the book, it will tell you more about that situation and how Chris felt, you know, because of that. So I'm not going to tell more because I already know how it is. But, and a part of it really got me, like, thinking, like, you know, about her dad. Okay. Yeah. So this one little thing he said to Chris is just like, okay. And like, there's a little stuff that happened that's just like, okay, like he's, you know, trying to control Selena's life, you know, because she's a singer, she's an artist, you know.
She was getting big.
Yeah.
And especially in America too.
Yeah, I think she was recently becoming big here.
Because she was really big in, like, you know, other, like,
Mexico.
Yeah, but in other Latin countries, too.
No. She went to Salvador, too.
Mm-hmm. She had a concert there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, like, it was nice. I could, like, the way he would say to her, like, I could literally, like, picture in my head what was he saying. But at the end, it was, like, the last sentence he said really, like, broke me down. Like, basically her, like, you know, the funeral he was saying really, like, broke me down because I could feel the pain he was going through, you know. Some tears were shit, like, you know, coming down because I could feel his pain. And the last thing he said was just like
heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was just, and one thing, well, I'm gonna say it, one thing I did not know, that Dreaming of You,
mm-hmm.
it was dedicated to Chris.
Yeah.
I did not know that, girl.
You didn't know that? Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. And then, I did not know that. Dreaming to You was dedicated to him. And it's going to show parts when what he thought about it. I don't want to say nothing, girl, but there's a lot of stuff there that's, like, really good. One thing I'm going to do say about Yolanda, when he says the Yolanda girl, I'm like, oh my god, here we go. I already know how it's going to end, you know? Is... Basically, they all, basically, I think everybody knows.
Everybody knows the story. And if you guys don't, we recommend watching the movie, not really the series. The series was, like, okay. It doesn't, like, it's okay. I definitely like the movie better, though.
Yeah. But,
God, the thing about the series is, why didn't they put the iconic part where, you know, how, like, Jennifer Lopez, how, you know, she plays Selena, right? How, like, you know, they're in the mall. And then, like, the, what's the girl's called? The cashier or whatever. She's like, oh, you can afford that. You don't remember?
I don't remember.
When they were in the mall.
Huh?
And then everybody was like, oh, my God, it's Selena, Selena. And she's like, yeah. And then the cashier was like, oh. Remember?
No.
It was when they were in the mall and they were picking out dresses.
Oh.
You don't remember?
No, girl.
They were in the mall. And then Selena went over there. Well, Jennifer Lopez went over there to pick out dresses, right? And she said, oh, can I get this one? And can I get this one? And the cashier was like, oh, like, you can, like, afford that?
Oh, I think I do.
Oh, she said something along the lines of that.
Oh, I think I do. Oh, yeah. Was she with her friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, so basically, I think Yolanda played the nice girl, you know, the sweet girl, but the thing is, they didn't look through her history. That's what I'm gonna say. See the background.
Have you seen history. The conspiracy theory that her dad has something involved with it?
Girl, you tell me that.
Yeah. Do we believe it or not? Honestly, I feel like it doesn't really matter what happened, but like,
I was thinking, like, girl, first of all, if her dad would have done that. I don't know what her dad did not want to do, because her dad wanted to live through Selena, like, her singing.
Yeah.
And I know that devastated her, because, like, who am I gonna, you know?
But I think the only reason why people think that it was because, you know, obviously when she went to go get in love with, obviously, Chris, that honestly I feel like might have made him feel like, oh my god, like, now I can't control her, because now she's gonna go with Chris and all this stuff. And I think that's why he kind of disliked Chris, like, after that.
Yeah. But you're going to see some stuff that happens in the book.
So I also don't like how Suzette was, like, disapproved also of Chris.
Oh, my God, girl. Let me... There's something that happens in there, too. Girl, you have to just read it.
What about AB? Is there anything about him in there?
No, actually, AB was the most...
supportive?
The most real one in their relationship.
I knew it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I feel like... Since he was probably one of the closest with Selena.
No, he was also one of the closest with Chris. Because AB told Chris to, like, be in the band.
Yeah. No, but also that. But also because, like, if you really think about it. Since, like, he was the one writing all her songs and all that type of stuff. He would, like, constantly working with Selena. And, like, constantly, like, you know, would have to talk to her. And, like, obviously they're going to be really close. Because they're also siblings. But, like, Suzette. I don't know. But she gave me a bad vibe. Ever since, like,
yeah, in the book, you'll tell her what she did. She did something really terrible. But AB, like, on the book, is like...
I also hate how, like, Suzette, she's always trying to be like, oh, I love my sister, as if, like, you know, she didn't support their relationship. Because I feel like in the interviews, because it's one of the interviews where they all three did it, AB, Chris, and Suzette, and they seem so awkward together, like...
Well, it's because now, you know, now that Selena's not there, it's just like, you know... Plus, they have some little disagreements. Because I know that Chris wanted to make a movie out of Selena, like his book.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the family was like, no.
Yeah.
I wish I wanted to see that part. Because I know Chris lived with Selena since they were on tour bus. And
I feel like most of, like, her life, her, like, I was about to say recent life, but, like, life before she was, like, before she passed away, like, the big moments of her. Because remember when she went to go perform at Astrodome? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. Astrodome.
Oh, yeah, Astrodome. Like, that was really big. Like, he was obviously there because, like, you know, they lived together. Maybe, like,
and then everybody says, like, oh, my God. You know, she was like, see you later. See you in the next concert, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the last one.
Yeah, but he was also, like, the one that, like, last saw her, right?
Yes. Well... No, Yolanda was.
No, but I
mean, like, the family, yes, her. And, well, girl, you need to read it. But first of all, Chris told her not to go.
Yeah.
But she was hard-headed and literally went.
But you can't blame her for that. Because, no, you can't blame
her. No, but, like, Chris was telling her, don't go without me.
Would you ever think, like, a friend that, like, has worked with you for, like, years would ever do that to you?
No.
Because, like, I feel like if it's, like, somebody you just, like, met, like, obviously...
No, but then again, also, Yolanda, why was she making lies? The same thing that, remember, I think on the series said, like, oh, my God, like, and then went to the hospital. And they didn't find anything to her. Yeah. Like, first of all, why would you make... You know, why would she even, like, make all these stuff? Like, girl, you messed up, girl. Just come clean. Say yes, I did that. Girl, oh, my God, this thing also pissed me off, girl, in this book. Girl, I wish you would have read the book. Because this other thing pissed me off, girl. But I'm not going to say it.
Right. Girl, say it. What if people don't read the book?
Well, I'm not going to say about the dad stuff. But I'm going to say about Yolanda. So, basically, I think it was, like, for her birthday. Or I don't remember.
Selena's birthday?
I think so. Or, like, I don't know. But she had, like, an egg collection. I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The nice eggs. You know?
I think so, yeah.
You know what it's like? You know the... egg stuff, like the Russian people, I guess.
Russian egg? Wait, is it like the eggs that have, like, it's like a mom or, like, is it like dolls?
No, it's like an egg, but, like, you know, they're, like, nicely, like, they're decorated nice.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a real egg, not a real egg, like, you know, a fake egg, but, like, it's decorated nice, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, basically, the people working at her salon, Selena, etc., whatever, Yolanda said, okay, guys, like, you know, let's give me the money and I'll buy Selena a custom egg ring, which the famous egg ring
We already saw this in the movie.
The egg.
I mean, in the series.
The, you know, her hand. Well, Selena gave Yolanda a credit card only to use in business stuff, you know? So everything, like, let's say something broke here, like, people need, like, stuff, Yolanda can use that for work business. Well, her dumb self went and purchased the ring with that credit card that Selena gave her and kept the other people's money for herself. And then when she wanted to give the ring to Selena, she said, "Here, I bought this for you." That's what Yolanda said to Selena. So basically, she excluded the other people that gave the money working in the shop and said, "Well, this is for you. I bought it for you." But technically, Selena bought it for her damn self because it's her credit card.
Yeah.
Her business credit card. So basically, Yolanda didn't buy her anything. Selena bought it her damn self.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, girl, we also saw that in the series.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, there's a lot of stuff I don't remember.
Except, like, the only difference was that it was just, like, a regular ring.
Oh, but this one was, like, a custom egg ring. Since, like, Selena was, like, into egg, custom, like, you know, egg
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, it was just regular ring. And you saw, like...
And then also Chris was suspicious, like... Like, Chris was also suspicious because they were hanging out together, do all that. Oh, my God, that was going to send you a video of this, I forgot what it was. This, like, girl. Now in the day, she used to work in Selena's shop, I think, in San Antonio. And then she's over here talks about how, like, Yolanda and stuff, how nobody liked Yolanda and stuff. And how, like, Selena was, like... Basically, Yolanda would never treat the people, like... They wanted everybody to get fired so Yolanda would keep all the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, basically, okay, I can do all this, but I want the money, you know? So, basically, Yolanda wanted to get close to her so that she can finesse her, Selena, and, like, you know, keep doing, taking all the money, all the people feeling like, you know, so Selena will, like, hey, Selena will, like, people would think about bad about Selena. Yolanda will keep all the money, and then Selena would just be, like, down the curb, like, kick her out the curb.
Girl, I feel like we should have explained who Selena was all this time.
Oh, yeah. So the next thing is, she's a Tejano. She's a queen of Tejano music.
She's very famous.
Yes. She's from
Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah.
Corpus Christi,
in Texas.
She grew up not knowing Spanish, but later she learned Spanish. She, like, most of her music is in Spanish, but she does have, like, a few songs and... English too, if you guys want to listen to her. But I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys already know her because, like, the movie was really big.
I think the movie was, like, 2 months after she died.
Yeah. But it was also really big because that was, like, the start of J-Lo's career.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, J-Lo did look like her.
Yeah. I think J-Lo really played her part really well. And I think that's what, like, you know, made her really famous.
But yeah.
Girl, did you go to your new job?
What? No, girl, I didn't go.
Why?
Girl, because I was thinking about it. And it was on the 9th. And remember, I had to go drop you off and I had to go to insurance. And it was at 1.
So you didn't go?
No. And I was thinking about it, girl. It's like, I was thinking about, because remember how I wanted to quit, like, on my mom's job? And if only if they would have paid $15, girl, I would have, like, quit the other job I have. But then again, I'm only getting paid less than I'm getting paid now. Because I'm for training, $7. Minimum wage, $7, Tiffany.
Not even, girl. Because, like, the state we live in is, like, the worst state ever, like...
Yeah, it's $7 in minimum wage here, Tiffany. Literally.
I think $7.25.
Girl, that's how much I was going to get paid for training, Tiffany. And then I'm going to get paid how much? $11, Tiffany. If only they... And to think, girl. Well, to think that just because they're a big, Tiffany, big company.
Not even that big, though.
But still, it's like... You know?
No, yeah, but no. But I also... Here's the thing about this company is that you don't ever see a lot of new people work. Like, I've seen new people
work. Girl, I remember when I first started my other job, she was like, yeah, I worked at Macy's, but I quit because your, like, environment was not even good.
You said the name.
Oh, shoot, girl.
Wait, can we see? I think so. Let's just say the name then.
Okay. Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, girl, let me just say it because...
Well, we already said it, so...
Fudge, girl.
It's Macy's. That's the brand.
Yeah, I was going to work there for seasonal... But for training, it was going to be $7. And that's how minimum wage here is in the East, right? We're in the East.
East Coast.
Yeah, that's how minimum wage is. $7. And then I was going to get paid...
$7.50. I mean, $25.
And then I was going to get paid $11. And from that place is, like, literally for me, like, 5 minutes away. And from my other job, I get paid $15.50. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start from $15.50 and then go from $11. Well, no, $7. And then go up to $11.
No.
And I was like, and if, let's say I get work like 4 days or like 3 days, how much am I going to make? Mm. Like what? 100?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's estimate like 100. No, girl. And plus tax is going to take taxes too. $80. Wait, let me calculate this. No, okay, so yeah. Let's say how much? 11. Let's say I work 11 times how much? Let's say I work for 4 hours. So 11 times 4?
Mm-hmm.
So 11 times 4. Wait. Okay, girl, that's 44. Wait, times how many days? How many days are in a month? Let's say I work 4 days.
If this month is 30, so...
30? Times 30?
30 days? Or what?
How many days in a week? Like...
In a week? 7.
No, but subtract 4. You know what I'm trying to get?
Wait, okay, so if you're only going to work 4 days out of each week, right? So that would be, like, 7, right? Because... Girl, I don't know, but the point is that you're going to be making less. Okay, that's the point.
We cannot do math, guys. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, this is not going to work for me.
Girl, but...
Oh, here it is.
But Halloween coming up, girl, the cold is coming.
Girl, I still haven't tried the pumpkin spice thing.
Girl, I want to try the pumpkin spice too. You guys have tried the pumpkin spice at Starbucks. See, I went to Walmart and I saw that like they had the pumpkin spice, the cake has, but I didn't want to buy them because like, what if I don't like it, you know? Because Dunkin' also has it, but...
Dunkin', stop. Dunkin' is the worst.
Customer service.
Okay. Yes. Remember last time? What did you get?
I got like an iced coffee with oat milk, and I always find the coffee, but
no, and that tasted nasty, girl. That tasted nasty.
Well, that's because you don't like that coffee, but
it's no, because from Starbucks it would taste better.
For Starbucks, yeah, they have better coffee, but
even though the coffee's strong, if you tell them to put like, what's it called, cold foam? No,
sweet foam.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready for the cold.
Me too, girl.
I'm ready. Girl, that vibe is just it.
I feel like summer, no. It's too hot.
I think I'm over summer. I just want to put some jackets on, like, my sweatpants and, like, Uggs and just, or, like, Crocs and just go.
I also feel like summertime, I don't know, but it's just
better. It's just so hot.
Yeah. Did I say summertime better? I meant wintertime is just better. Especially because, like, I like Christmas. All the movies that come out during
Christmas. Talk about that. I'm saving up now, guys, for Christmas. You know, holidays coming up. Saving up. Have you saved up?
We saving up, girl.
I'm saving up for, like, buying people stuff, you know. Trying to hustle here and buy people gifts. Yeah. Ever since, like, you know, you start working, you gotta, like, Christmas comes up, you have to, like, spend money, you know, people. Give back. What do you want for Christmas, girl?
I want an iPad.
An iPad? Stephanie, stop.
No, because I feel everybody that has their life together has an iPad. Think about it.
You do not have your life together, Stephanie. You have far away from your life together.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everybody that has an iPad has their life together.
Girl, no.
That's why.
I don't think you should get an iPad, girl.
I think I should.
I don't think you should.
Because, think about it. An iPad, I can have the Apple Pencil, is way better to take notes. Like, way better.
Where are you going to take notes, Stephanie? Where are you going to take notes?
For school. Because right now I'm doing online classes, right? I can do everything online. everything is online. Right now, I just have to split two screens. And I don't like the way that, like, I don't know why, but typing up the notes, I don't like that. I feel like I don't, like,
but get the information. But sometimes computer is better. The computer has more memory.
No, but the new iPad is good.
And they're 900 or something.
No, the one that I want is 500. And plus, with the plan that we have, they have, like, a deal that you can get, like, $200 or $300.
T-Mobile?
Mm-hmm. Girl, stop. Don't say that.
Girl, T-Mobile was like...
No, because did you see they got hacked? What did they come looking for us?
Girl, they don't even know our numbers.
Yeah, that's true, man.
They didn't even know your name and your number. Smart.
No, but still, that lowers it down. Because now they know the plan that we have. But anyways, I think it's like Sprint too, but isn't Sprint with like T-Mobile too?
Yeah, and also Metro PCS.
Yeah. But... I want that Apple Pencil girl to ride it out. And it's gonna last.
I don't think you should get it, girl. I think you should get something useful.
Oh, boy, useful. Girl.
Girl, didn't you say you wanted some shoes?
But, girl, who cares about shoes? You
because I want a purse from Coach. Because I know I'm gonna do purses.
But I never see where purses. That was okay. 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 But an iPad.
Girl, but actually, I actually do want like a small purse, like to put like my cards and stuff. Also, want one of those.
No, but then again, I feel like I have like a computer, right? But like sometimes.
But think about it, girl. Just be glad
you have it. I know, girl. I'm glad that I have it. I'd like an iPad is like for me in the future, girl.
Like, girl, and this, like, haven't you seen all these iPads coming up with like different colors? And like
for me, I don't really want one of those like big ones like on Amazon, like the iPad Pro. Girl, oh, you sent it to me.
Yeah, it's like the video,
but on Amazon right now, the iPad that I want is like $539, and that's without the Apple Pencil, but
this see one. It's girl, and you have to pay it like the pen separate.
Yeah, but like, I just like, yeah.
You see where I'm coming from?
I see, but I just think it's more convenient, girl. Because right now, if you tell me, cause see the thing about the computer is that, you know, girl, did you see? I think they're coming out with the iPhone 13.
Girl, really?
I think so.
With the pink one?
I don't know.
Girl, just come with. Girl, I want to get the pink one. Fudge that, girl. I'm getting the pink one. Guess if we're done, like, I'm gonna go get it.
What? Well, it has to come out first, but I don't know. Because, like, what else are you gonna add? Because I feel like what they should add is.
No, I heard they're coming up with, like, a Samsung, the iPhone SE, like, with the colorful ones. Oh. I don't know, bro. Because some people don't like, you know, they like the button thing.
Personally, I don't like the button.
I don't even remember. Girl, I don't even remember how the button was to work.
That's it. Well, this podcast is going to come to an end right now. Thank you guys for listening. And
see you guys later.
Bye.